This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A great assignment came up last week, and my friend Noah Adams got it. Noah, what happened?
Got to go talk to two record producers, and here's the reason why.
Searching, searching for my baby. I'm searching, searching for my love. I'm searching for the one I adore.
Now, you know, that could only be Percy Sledge, right?
Percy Sledge.
Right, he did When a Man Loves a Woman a long time ago. I know you slow danced to that one.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in the 60s. This is a new recording. It's called Shining Through the Rain, the first for Percy Sledge in 10 years. And recently on NPR's Tavis Smiley Show, he said there were two people who convinced him to go back into the studio.
Well, I think it was Barry Goldberg and Saul David out of Los Angeles. They're my producer now, and so when they sent the material to me at my house, I listened to some of the tracks and I read some of the poems. And I called them up and told them, "Say, I'm ready. I'd love to do it."
So we went to find these two guys and talked to them in a studio in North Hollywood. Barry Goldberg is a veteran musician and producer. He's worked with everybody from Bo Diddley to Bob Dylan. They both have rock and roll written all over them. He was the arranger. Saul Davis picked the songs on the album, and he picked most of the singers who appear on it.
He's the A&R guy. He does this arrangement.
A&R guy, artist and repertoire. Now, I noticed that the Percy Sledge's voice has changed over the years. It's still Percy Sledge, but he's got a more mellow sound. So I began asking Barry Goldberg about that.
Well, you know, throughout the years, any vocalist, Dylan, anyone at all, you know, their range changes, their vocal range. And Sal and I went to hear Percy at a club before we did the first record. And he sounded like he was straining a lot, and he wasn't able to hit that range that he had when he did those records, When a Man Loves a Woman, Take Time to Know Her.
He would still use the same key.
Right, exactly. So, obviously, I said to Sal, the key has to be lowered, you know, like three or four steps, and no one has told him this, you know. So that's the first thing we did, and as soon as we lowered the key for Percy, he was able to hit everything just like before, and his voice actually became warmer.
I said, "Love, come on and rescue me. Love, hold up, hand out your helping hand."
So, Saul, it's your job to come up with some songs that are going to appeal to him. How many records do you have at home?
Well, when you say records, 8,000 or 9,000 CDs and probably that many albums and cassettes. But more importantly are the hundreds of demos of cassettes or CDRs of demos of songs.
Right. So you just never throw anything away?
We try to, but we just put those in the storage locker and then try to remember where they are.
Misty morning with the free wind in my face. Railroad ticket, some faraway place, the kind of world where there's no inferior race.
Jacob Dylan, Bob Dylan's son, is singing harmony on this track called Misty Morning. How did you make that happen? How did that come about?
Well, in the early days when I was close with Bob, And I'm still close with him, but we don't speak as much. We would hang out in New York, and he had five kids. Gail and I, my wife Gail, we would babysit for the kids. We actually babysat for Jacob, and throughout the years, we've managed to stay in contact and in close touch. And unbeknownst to me, Jacob was a Percy Sledge fan.
It don't mean that much to you, but it means the world.
Play us a demo tape, as you would get it, a songwriter's demo tape.
Okay.
Okay, Barry, Saul brings this in. You hear it. You got to like it, number one, and you got to figure out. You got to hear it in your mind finished. What do you do?
Right. Certain of the songs that we picked, like 24/7, 365, had that Memphis Stax kind of vibe to it. And I thought if we added certain elements to that, like that real funky Steve Cropper, Larry Byram guitar to it, and of course the background vocals and the chicks, And the horns, which are really important elements for a Percy Sledge record, I think we could really have a happening thing on 24/7, 365. And the groove, of course, it was the most important thing. And Ed Green, the drummer, was a rock-solid, just amazing time cat that just never faltered in his funkiness. Like,
the song's got a great hook to it, too.
Oh, it's got amazing. When I heard 24/7, 365, that was it. It was so cool. 24/7.
When the Grammys happen and you guys get up to accept your award and you thank your families and things like that, there are people in the audience who will say, well, who are these guys? Percy Sledge did this. Who are these guys? What do, the producers?
You have to have the material. Start off with the material. Then you have to have the vocal. And then you have to capture the groove and the magic in the track.
When you say magic happening, is that a visceral thing for you? Do you feel it physically?
When it happens, everybody knows, you know, and you could just look around the room and, you know, people light up. And if you get about five or six things on an album that are really special, then you really have a good shot at something, at greatness.
What's the most hair-raising thing you ever heard on a record or in a studio? Let's put this CD aside for a second.
Well, you know, the early Little Richard records, I think, you know, and on a Phil Spector record, you know, the heavens opened up, and what he created was rock and roll concertos, you know.
Don Everly, Phil Everly, one guitar, or Barry Robin and Morris Gibb, and, you know, just, you know, on and on and on. Or, again, image-wise, Manfred Mann, Paul Jones singing Doo-Wah Diddy on whatever it was, Hullabaloo, I mean, or Ed Sullivan. The song was one thing, but just the image and the maracas, you know, and just so there's a lot of, you know, we could both go on for hours about the why we are doing this instead of being dentists or something, I guess.
Saul Davis, Barry Goldberg, co-producers of the new Percy Sledge CD, Shining Through the Rain, talking with us at the Entourage Studio in North Hollywood. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, Noah. 24/7, 365,
Noah Adams, I'm going to get my girlfriend, put the top down, go for a drive, listen to the radio.
There you go. Our producer, by the way, of this story was Steve Roth.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.